I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth. Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
That band played Saturday and Sunday night at the Commodore Ballroom. According to Twitter, they had some difficulty getting a pan drum tuned. So that was Hot Chip with Night and Day off their most recent album, In Our Heads. And for those of you who checked out either the massively sold-out show Saturday or the somewhat quieter one there on Sunday, the latter is the one I managed to attend, and then Yacht opened up. It was a fantastic time all around. In the background, this is the El Michel, or the El Michel Affair, with their take on a Burt Bacharach and Hal David standard that I did not get a chance to play last week as part of the David retrospective. This is Walk On By, originally off the 2006 compilation Rewind 5. It also became the title track to an EP in tribute to the late Isaac Hayes, who had a devastatingly beautiful take on that song 40 years ago. And that's how we're going to begin this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Seaworthy community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM here in the Lower Mainland. For the rest of the known universe, you can find us on the web at CITR.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be serving up some Sonic Spinach here until 9 p.m. You can phone the station here at 604-822-2487 to keep your calls short and sweet and to the point. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So towards the end of the show, we're going to take a look at Harry Nilsson's soundtrack to Robert Altman's 1980 adaptation of Popeye, which was the last album that the notorious singer-songwriter released prior to his death. Otherwise, there'll be a whole manner of Canadian indie here to guide us to Nilsson's smooth work. But we're going to start off with British soulman Michael Kiwanuka. He started off as a session guitarist before going solo, and he made a big splash with his debut record Home Again in his native England, which is up for this year's Mercury Prize there. He had some opening dates for Adele on a recent tour. Of course, Adele right now is a tip to provide the title song to the latest James Bond flick, Skyfall, due at the end of this year. And Kiwanuka plays the Commodore this October 4th. And this song highlights a great mix of folky yet funky styles. Just only found out of a couple days ago. Something about, cultural latency, as it were, since the stuff came out early in the year in the UK. So this is Michael Kiwanuka with Tell Me a Tale here on CITR Vancouver.
Song that I'll always hear. Are you a second or third year UBC art student wondering where your degree can take you? The answer is anywhere. You can explore career options before graduation and get 12 to 16 months of work experience and a professional network with the Arts Co-op. To learn more, visit artscoop.ubc.ca and be sure to apply by the September 26th deadline. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
I thought you should know.
Shindig is back. CITR's annual Battle of the Bands spans 13 weeks and 27 bands. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, Yusei Party, and so much more. The second night of Shindig takes place September 18th at the Railway Club, starting at 9 p.m., featuring Nomadics, Sean Stibbards, and Teapot Hill. For all the details, search CITR Shindig on Facebook or go to citr.ca.
That's it, sir, off of Michael Kiwanuka with Tell Me a Tale. Then we heard the latest from a former Vancouverite, now based in Woodstock, New York, A.C. Newham. We know him sometimes as Carl Newman, as from the new Pornographers, Zumpano, and Superconductor. And from his forthcoming album, Shut Down the Streets, that's going to be his third solo one, we just heard I'm Not Talking. And Shut Down the Streets is due mid-October through Matador Records. And it marks a bit departure for the sweet power pop that Newman is primarily known for. He mentioned on the Matador website that he needed lyrics to be clear this time, referring to events such as the death of his mum and the birth of his son. And as part of Exclaim's 20th anniversary concert series, A.C. Newman would be playing the Biltmore November 8th. Then we closed with a song that sounds like it totally could have came out like 20 years ago. They're still local. They are the Capital Six, and that was Beside the Fire, from this year's Pretty Lost album through Light Organ Records. Capital Six have a song appearing on the highly exclusive Kingfisher Blues compilation, which will also feature tracks by Apollo Ghosts, Dirty Beaches, Beelines, and Korean Gut. Looks to be very one of a kind. I think there's only going to be like 200 limited editions of it, but 13 7 inches on that. In the background, this is the Fabulous Three with Odyssey Revised, off last year's Cinematic Soul compilation Through Truth and Soul. I'm Gak, and you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Another fine band on the light organ roster is Fine Times, and they're going to be participating at this year's Olio Festival this weekend. They have a 9:45 show scheduled Friday, September 21st at the Cobalt. So from their self-titled debut, this is Fine Times with Strays.
We lay hands and run, our guns don't care. It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Mr. Bream, a Mr. Reed, a Mr. Piney, and a Mr. Mood.
Everyone who watched you watched on in awe, but now you see you as nothing but poor. Another lost soul who never accomplished a goal or made a lie out of their lives, and they're the ones who pulled out a knife. Like that, oh, everything is gone in front of your eyes. Your hands have lost their grip on their pride, and you've got no more tries, 'cause you lost them through life. I'll be your lucky this time, and hopefully it'll make you seem more wise or otherwise. They'll leave you to your own demise, 'cause it's the end of something I did not want to end. Beginning of hard times to come. Offer something that was not meant to be done. And this is the start of what was.
Let's set the star off with Fine Times of Strays. Play the Cobalt this Friday as part of Oleo. And if you haven't already looked at the schedule for the festival, or the schedule for the festival, featuring music, comedy, art, and other mayhem. Check out oleofestival.com for all the details. We then heard from Winnipeg, Drums and Wires, with a Stop for a Drink, and that's off their latest album, this year's Waiting on the Moon. And with the name Drums and Wires, you'd expect precise British pop, since that was the name of XTC's third album, but as we heard, the Manitoba Quartet rely on a beefy, bassy synth sound. And then we closed with King Cruel and the A-side to his most recent single, Rock Bottom. And King Cruel is the latest alias used by Archie Marshall, who up until recently used the Zoo Kid for his releases. But he still relies on a soulful yet sparse approach to synth pop, and his profile's starting to rise thanks to some highly earnest videos. And behind me, this is the re-edit of James Clark's second cut off the Strut Label's KPM Music Library compilation, Music for Dance Floors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcast here out of the campus of UBC. My name is Gak, and the name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. Up next is Michael Rault, an Edmonton-born musician specializing in 50s-style rock and roll. He opened for the Black Keys and the Shins recently, though he's in the midst of a cross-Canadian tour as he plans on relocating to Toronto. Rault has an EP out now called Whirlpool, self-released, and this Staple Singers cover appears on it. So this is Michael Rault with Two Wings. In the background, this is a little collaboration by Kid Koala and the Novel Tones that appeared on the Shaun of the Dead soundtrack. This is the Gonk. Meanwhile, we just heard the Olivia Tremor Control with a familiar noise called Train Director. That's off their 1999 album, Black Foliage, Animation Music, Volume 1. And the Olivia Tremor Control co-founder, Bill Doss, recently passed away. I think a few episodes on Exploding Head Movies, we did a little profile on that Elephant Six band. And actually, all the members from that collective headed down to Athens, Georgia for a memorial service in wake. Numerous folks there, including Jeff Mangum. And they played a whole bunch of old songs there. Up next on Exploding Head Movies, this will be a little raucous. Starting with the local act, Tirana Horse. Always a brilliant live show there. They were at the Media Club last week. And, of course, they were in the Shindig Finals last year. And just as a reminder, as we heard earlier, Shindig is on again this year. So every Tuesday at the Railway Club. Go there. Jokes for beers. Beers for jokes. How have you, which? Anyways, from their Garbage Bears EP, this is going to be Tirana Horse here with Rumble Tumble here on CITR Vancouver.
Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
Oh my God, I've been climbing for years, but I'm nowhere near the top. Even so, why should I stop? On these days,
ambitions, they seem nearly cracked as they bleed. But no love, I just can't listen up.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Yeah. Yeah. 계속 낯이 몸에 낯이 Hide now, cook, say, hide out with you. Kagir Nassi, Kilojang Nassi.
So that wild set kicked off with Tirana Horse with Rumble Tumble off their EP Garbage Bears. And I know that there was a bear shuffling around Burnaby a few days ago, but no dumpster bears like last year. Yet. Then we heard a Slim Twig there with The Shortest Path to Hell off this year's Soft Psych album through Paper Bag Records. And Slim Twig is the alias of singer-actor Max Turnbull, who created the Slim Twig persona, parlaying a bit of a cinematic style to 60s-style pop, along with a bit of 50s rockabilly there. Then we closed with a rare slice of Canadiana that's come back into profile this year. And that wasn't English or French, but that was, I believe, Inuit. So from Iglulik in Nunavut, although back then I think it would have been the Northwest Territories. That was the Arctic metal band Northern Haze with Kaina, which appears on the Sinaktuk album. Originally recorded in 1985, but it was released this year through Supreme Echo, in conjunction through the awesome reprint label Numero Group out of Minnesota. And Northern Haze started in 1978 as four childhood friends. They picked up instruments at a local community center, and they developed a reputation for their weekend gigs, combining Inuit traditions with Sabbath riffs there. And a documentary called Living the Dream came out in 2010 about Northern Haze, and the band actually did a few reunion shows. Behind me, this is George Fenton and Ken Freeman here with Busby's Band. This is another KPM Library highlight off the 1980 album Hand Played by Robots. And to whet our appetite for Harry Nilsson, let's get sunshiny here for this set, starting off with the Sandpipers and their title track to their 1967 album, Misty Roses, here on CITR Vancouver.
Lovely, not to try. roses. You look to me like misty roses. You look to me.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Sidewalks and gutters and graves, lightly falling from the sky, lightly falling, lightly falling, lightly falling from the sky. Sea of umbrellas are colorful, bottomless ocean.
Then the wind, it flows and it blows. I see the umbrellas bend, they creak and they groan,
gusting down alleys and through streets of cars, causing a bottled, unspent commotion.
By a path of two through a cloud, a pledge of glow through a friendly shroud.
Once this awesome summer weather ends and we have to start using our umbrellas, if anyone sings like that, help. Anyways, that was the Free Design with Umbrellas, and that's off their 1967 album Kites Are Fun. And the Free Design were an upstate New York jazz pop act specializing in sunshiny Baroque styles, lyrics that were almost like kids' songs, but highly intricate arrangements there. They were a cult act at the time, but in the 90s, they were cited as influences by many, many acts. Stereolab even named a song after them. And behind me, this is the old Czechoslovakian band, The Matadors, with Pay Pay Twist. This is their take on the Popeye theme that came out originally in 1967, but was included on last year's compilation, Get Down from the Tree. And Popeye will be our profile next year on Exploding Head Movies. Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Me and my arrow, straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. Me and my arrow, taking the high road. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. And in the morning when I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will. Me and my arrow, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, straight up the narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. 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 Me and my arrow.
In the background, this is Lee Gagnon with Asi Mon Moi, of his 1976 album Vive la Canadienne. And we just heard Harry Nilsson with Me and My Arrow from 1971's The Point, which wasn't just an album, but it was an animated film with voice work. Apparently one version with Ringo Starr, another with Dustin Hoffman. And there was actually a musical version featuring half of the Monkees, who were friends with Nilsson. And the album version of The Point featured just Nilsson on vocals. Ditched some of the story work behind it, though it was still able to soundtrack due to its connective tissue to the film. And Nilsson was a gifted singer-songwriter born in Brooklyn in 1941, moved out to L.A. to perform other people's songs, although he often forgot the words, so he made up his own as he went along, and that allowed him to become the songwriter that he became. He made brilliant covers of Everybody's Talking for the film Midnight Cowboy, covered Bad Company's Without You, and he also did multiple Randy Newman songs early in both of their careers. Nilsson was a powerhouse, writing the songs One for the Three Dog Night, Coconut, Lime Indie Coconut, Jumping in the Fire for all of you Goodfellas fans, and then the theme to The Courtship of Eddie's Father, you know, Best Friend. Nilsson worked on the soundtracks to the ill-fated 1968 film Skidoo, and along with 1974's Son of Dracula, but his last soundtrack was for Robert Altman's 1980 musical take on Popeye, the cartoon sailor man created by Elsie Chrysler Seeger in 1929. Popeye as a film had a less than stellar reputation, though it didn't actually lose any money, but most people thought it was a bomb. The Popeye soundtrack features live singing by all the actors, which includes Robin Williams in his first cinematic role as the sailor man, and then Shelley Duvall as Olive Oil. I'll get more into the details about the performances shortly, but let's start off with Harry Nilsson, along with a band that he dubbed the Falcons, which included legendary arranger and conductor Van Dyke Parks. So we're going to start off with I Am What I Am, before hearing a sweet number that appeared in Paul Thomas Anderson's Punch Drunk Love.
What am I? Some kind of a banana fish? Well, there ain't no doctor who knows why I don't feel as good. Then what am I? Some kind of judge or a lawyer? Maybe not, but he knows when something's wrong. So what am I? Ain't no psychiatrist, but I knows when I gets mad. What am I? I'm Popeye, the sailor. And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am. And that's all that I am, and I am what I am. And I got a lot of muscle, and I only got one eye. And I never hurt nobody, and I never tell a lie. From the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. That's the way it is, till the day that I drop. What am I? I am, and I am what I am. I can open up an ocean, I can lose a lot of sail, I can take a lot of water, and I've never had a bail. Off the coast of Madagascar, I used a blanket for a sail. What am I? What am I? I am what I am! Popeye, the sailor. I'm Popeye, the sailor. I'm Popeye, the sailor. I am what I am, that's all that I am. I am what I am, what I am, what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor. Woo! I'm Popeye the Sailor. I'm Popeye the Sailor.
Da da da. needs to have somebody, even if it's only me. So stop your crying, sweetie, and try to go to sleep. I don't know how you got here, I don't know if you cared. You could have come from heavens or a typhoon anywhere. Well, me, I came from heaven of Catalina La Lagoon. And I was told me mammy gave me up in a typhoon. But don't you cry, little sweetie, you and me, we both the same. And the biggest tear I ever seen in the eye of a hurricane. Go to sleep, sleep, sleepy, tell me what you see. And someday when he's older, I'll tell you all about me. Love, bye-bye. Love. Looking for some buddies who would sail with me, sail with me, sail with me.
And I've been waiting for someone like you, a man who can love me and will promise to stay with me.
Up in the crow's nest. Yeah.
Stay with me.
None of the coochie coo stuff for you will make a man's out of you. Yeah.
Destiny, and I hate responsibility. Ah, it's not easy being me. Oh, it's hard to be in charge.
Even harder to be in large.
What's your charge when you're in charge?
Oh, it's not easy being me.
Right, front, rear, right. Don't step in front of me.
Right, left, right. Yes, sir, Your Admiralty. Oh, I hate you so much.
Not easy being me. Admiral of me own ship at sea. Now I knows why I admires me. Oh, it's not easy being me.
It's not easy being me.
The problems of the large,
if you know what I mean.
He's large,
I got me own destiny.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
It's not easy being me, no.
Sometimes something happened, I don't know why anymore. Sometime, one time, something happened, I don't know what anymore. It's not easy being me, master of internal piracy. And it's not the all or end of me. Still, it's not easy being me. It's not easy being me.
It's not easy being me.
It's not easy being me. It's not easy.
So we started off with one of the demo cuts from the Popeye soundtrack. That was Harry Nilsson there doing I Am What I Am. Then we actually heard from the film itself, or at least on the soundtrack. We heard He Needs Me, which became the love theme to the P.T. Anderson, Adam Sandler film Punch Drunk Love, and there was Shelley Duvall there. Then we heard Sweet Pea's Lullaby, the duet Sailing, and then It's Not Easy Being Me with Bluto and Poop Deck Pappy there. In the background, the Yagnol, Saint Malo. And Nilsson was selected as the composer at the for Popeye at the suggestion of Robin Williams. Director Robert Altman was taken aback at first, since Nilsson's reputation at the time was being unreliable due to his alcoholism. So it made him sound belligerent. But upon reflection, Altman realized that he himself could be considered as equally difficult to work with. So he contacted Nilsson and they got along well. And both of them flew to the Popeye set in Malta to build a studio nearby the film set of the fictional town of Sweet Haven, which actually still stands today as a tourist attraction. The Popeye sessions provided a wealth of additional music not used in the film, which was collected as a bootleg with demos and outtakes, all featuring Harry Nilsson on vocals. So from that bootleg, here's Nilsson along with the Falcons, and that includes Van Dyke Parks. And this is where we start off with Sweet Haven here on Exploding Head Movies.
Sweet Haven.
must have landed here. Why else would he put us here? Where the air is nice and clear. Sweet Haven even sounds so near to help. Bob Alton, God will always bless sweet can seem like a lender, a friend, a buddy, a prize. When the going gets tough and the journey turns rough, there's always a new sunrise. When it hurts too much to laugh and you're much too old to cry, you must never bite the hand of fate. And here's the reason why. You may find it in your heart to begin again and start. Without someone to tell, you might as well just yell. And here's the reason why. I just thought of something. What if I could read what's in your mind? Wouldn't you say there's a friend of mine? And wouldn't you prepare yourself to pay? One who would explain the things you'd really like to say. Like younger, I could explain that hunger is just a turn of phrase. I could go for days and days whilst never asking any praise. If only I could raise enough to satisfy a sea that's rough and help a stranger in his need, who'd help me cultivate a seed and sow the seed into my need. Everybody's got to eat. Stranger can seem like a lender, safe, compassionate, and wise. When the going gets tough and the sea seems rough, prepare yourself for a big surprise. When it hurts too much to laugh and you're much too old to cry, you must never tempt the hand of fate. And here's the reason why. You may find it in your heart to begin again and start. Without someone to tell, you might as well just yell. And here's the reason why. Everybody's got to. Everybody's got to eat. Everybody's got to eat.
So from the Popeye studio sessions, we heard Harry Nilsson along with Van Dyke Parks and the Falcons. We heard Sweet Haven, then we heard Wimpy's Song, otherwise known as Everyone's Got to Eat. And behind me, the instrumental version of I Am What I Am. And then we'll have the ending credits as I blab on here. So Nilsson was highly regarded for his songwriting and his multi-octave singing. And he was touted by the Beatles as being the best American artist ever. Oddly enough, though, Nilsson didn't really tour or play live at all, which was one of his regrets. Anyways, Nilsson did play with John Lennon on the Pussycats album during Lennon's Lost Weekend phase. Though it was prior to those sessions when Nilsson actually broke one of his vocal cords. But he kept that news to himself, not to disappoint his buddy. And Unfortunately, Lennon's murder in 1980 shocked Nilsson enough to basically stop recording, leaving Flash Harry as his last proper album that was never released in North America. So that left Popeye as his final actual release. Aside from a few covers for compilations, Nilsson went quiet, and Nilsson actually had a heart attack in 1993, prompting him to work on a Greatest Hits album and new music. He died in 1994. The Greatest Hits album Personal Best came out in 1995, but what would have been his final album remains in a sort of limbo with Nilsson's vocals on tape. A couple demos have been leaked in various like promos, but not too much. It's a weird, silent way to go. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes here, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show, and he'll guide you to midnight. And I think that will be the end of our broadcast day here at CITR until we pick things up 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Pickin'. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. You can also search iTunes, much in the same way you can find all of CITR's fine programming that way. Exploding Head Movies can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, and Google+. But the podcast gets updated first, which you can find CITR.ca again. But yeah, as always, you can email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. Next week, maybe it'll be music from the dance documentary Pina, or more specifically, one of the dances, Volmund, from the German choreographer. However, I did get the Eraserhead soundtrack recently. Might save that for October. And then Johnny Greenwood's score for P.T. Anderson's latest film, The Master, just came out, so we got some choices lined up here. So since we've been talking about Popeye, it would be remiss not to close with Sammy Lerner's famous theme, originally written in 1933 for the first Max Fleischer cartoons. So this is going to be Harry Nilsson, along with the Falcons, with Popeye, the Sailor Man. And he does not live, in fact, in a garbage can. So take care of yourselves, and toot toot.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I eat the spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's Popeye the Sailor Man. He's Popeye the Sailor Man. He's strong to the finish, 'cause I eat the spinach. He's Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm one tough gazookas that hates all palookas that ain't on the up and square. I biffs them and buffs them and always out rocks them, and none of them gets nowhere.
If anyone dances to whisk his fist, it's Popeye and Swam, understand?
So keep good behavior, that's your one lifesaver, with Popeye the Sailor Man.
It's Popeye the Sailor Man. By the Sailor Man. He's brought to the bench, 'cause he eats his bench. He's brought by the Sailor Man. Papa.
Definitely nautical fellow. You are listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. And on the computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up.